Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahongoi, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hiyo intro ni moto. Hiyo ni lazima mtani. Pigeni makofi. Mako, nimejaribu bana. Nimejaribu. Unasema nini? But anyway, welcome again. Of course, kama vile mmesikia kwa intro. This is the Cordial Podcast. And today we have... I'm diving right in today because we have a really funny... I'll call it funny because... it has been an experience the past 1 week and a half because I've been trying. I was outside. Ladies and gentlemen, I was outside. Outside to interview people. And not just people, women. You know? And even as I'm recording today, you know? Today, it's actually funny because this episode is coming just right when we are celebrating International Women's Day, and I am so glad that it fell on this date, you know, and I didn't even plan it. I didn't even know. So today is the Friday, 8th of March, and I'm recording earlier today at 1 p.m., you know, 1:18. And yes, it is going to be a really, really, I hope you laugh as much as I was laughing when I was listening to the recordings that I had of interviews, you know, to the ladies that I approached and others indirectly approached. And so even before that, I would love to give out a disclaimer that these opinions are not mine. I had to go outside and interview people so that I can get their own, their own insights on just two questions that I think you'll find interesting. The first one was, of course, what would you like to have in a partner? You know, somebody that you like, somebody that you love to partner with in your own life. What kind of character would you want that person to have? That was the first question. And the second question was, if you yourself have that, or you have those characteristics. And my friend, the responses that I was getting, and I mean, I have been trying to edit these things out, and it is funny. Me, I keep on laughing and laughing. So I hope as we get right in, you guys will laugh. So I want to give out a preview of what is ahead. So I hope you like what you're going to listen to. So yeah, let's dive right in. So the first one, of course, I had to start with somebody who's really funny, and she decided to start her interview with with greeting people. So I will use that extract as the start of the previews.
Hi, how are you?
And then, hey, ladies and gentlemen, the next one. So this lady decided, when she was giving her answer, to give out. Hey, uyu, sijui wanaume umemfanyia nini, but, msishtuke, mimi niliona nikate yaka kadogo, ndio mkuu. Ndio mwone venye huku inje watu anasafa. This lady had to give out, a threat. Hebu sikiza.
Kuna mtu hajui ku control the emotions mtu ana snap na kupiga tu ama na kushautia, eh, hey, mimi nitakudunga visu bro.
And then of course we have the ladies who have confidence in them. Kwanza this lady is one of my best friends. So mkisikia sauti, mkisikia tena, jo, I had to cut like 2 times because she had, you know, those 2 points. Eh? So yeah.
Anyway, now that I'm a bit older, I think I know the exact qualities that I want.
Aye, now to the next one. Eh, wadao. Huyu na yeye alimchekesha. Yeye alisema, haoni kitu ingine. Yeye anataka meno. Meno zako zikuwe safi.
Make sure meno yako haiko colored. You should just have white teeth. Sijui hizo rangi zingine unafanyia nini.
Now to the next one. Huyu mwingine, I think she has gone through a lot. And she was just giving out threats and, you know, from her own experiences. And this is what she had to say on some ugly men. Eh?
An ugly man will betray you anyway.
Next, of course, I think you'll recognize the voice. So I'm not even going to say anything else. Who are you? We are gonna confidence ingine hata mimi natamani ningekuipata. Anyway, as we move on.
A person with a sense of humor just hits different, let me say that. I'm a very good communicator, definitely. And to add on it, I did communication in campus, so that's a plus.
Aye. Wadao, as always, when this topic always comes up, there is always a woman who is ready to tell you, as a man.
As a man, you're not supposed to be talking non-stop.
Now, there's this lady. Mwenye alituanzishia na hizi previous. Huyu aliamua. Hata nijibu maswali. Hata niambi. This lady decided to tell me that she will give me the contacts to her exes. Ati niwapigie niwa interview. Ati wao ndo wanajua karakta yake mzi. Wewe. Hey.
Let me call one of my exes. Nimuulize. Ama nikupatie tu number, you just ask, atakwambia. I'm sure he'll be more than willing to do so. Anyways, yeah, but if my answers are not satisfactory, just let me know. I'll hook you up to one of my, you know, former. I'm sure they'll open up. Otaku show 1, 2, 3.
8 minutes.
finally, as you've heard, these are the ladies that I interviewed. And, you know, it was just, as I've said, a funny experience. And I'm glad to be here. I am glad that I got to edit all these things because they're really funny. I enjoy editing, so even putting the, you know, the instrumentals and all that, it's really a fun experience, and I'm in love. I am in love with it. And so even as we dive in today into this topic, I would love now, you know, that was just a preview of things. You get? That was just a preview. So these people had a lot to say. Some I had to cut them off. Juwe. Si umesikia huyo amesema aliongea 8 minutes, but mimi nilimwambia situpatie dissertation. Unajua hawa watu wamesomea kukua walimu. Unauliza swali, wanaichukua ni kama ni lecture mzima. Wow, watu wana. Anyway. So I would love to directly dive in into the opinions and the insights our guests for this week had. And I'm really happy. Mimi, wacha tuwete nyamaze umuwasikize. Alafu, then we'll get to the end and we'll see what we'll have to say.
One is, if I'm attracted to that person, is the person cute, clean? Those are the first 2 things we check. Because for you to get interested in a person, for me, I have to be first interested in you, in your physical being. Then another thing is looking for someone who can communicate, clear communication. Not only at the, when you're to an assemblage at the beginning of the relationship. No, like, you know how to communicate your needs, ama you know to communicate what you want at this particular time, like generally communication. Oh, another thing is respect. Respect and a caring person, because people tia hizo ni vitu zingine watu hawana. Yeah, that's, those are things I can't compromise on. Yeah.
What I look for: accountability, respect, responsibility, stuff like that.
First of all, good looks. Hey. Trust me when I say good looks. An ugly man will betray you anyway.
Unambu confidence.
Good looks matter, my guys. Good looks. Good looks also taller than me. Emotionally disciplined. Yeah. Achansi semingine.
This is a very, very interesting question, and it has made me think really, really hard, because if you'd have asked me the same question when I was maybe 18 or 19, I'd have given you answers of a non-existent person. And now that I'm a bit older, I think I know the exact qualities that I want and the things that I'm looking for in a partner. So first, I have a couple. So first is a person with good character. That is non-negotiable. I need someone with a solid foundation. I need someone who can love me and show me affection in a way that I need. This one is a 50-50. It's not a must, but I would appreciate it if the person had it. It's a sense of humor. Well, I don't think I can be with someone who's too serious. A person with a sense of humor just hits different, let me say that. I need someone who can communicate, who can be open with their feelings, and of course someone who's intelligent and kind.
When I was looking for a partner, I was looking for someone who's kind, who's patient, not religious but spiritual. That I mean, they have a connection with a higher being. I feel like I am everything else that I wanted in my partner. Like, I reflect that in them, or rather they reflect that in me. Like, it's a two-way thing. The only thing that I think I'm not is patient, but I'm learning how to be patient as the days goes by. If he makes me mad, like, I have to extend a lot of grace and be patient with him, in that we are all human beings, we make mistakes, we can learn from mistakes.
So if I was looking for a partner, I'd want, yeah, to start with basic human decency. Like, that person has to be very kind. I don't like rude people. You're supposed to be generous, like a giver. You have to look good. And let me tell you something. Good looks, very important. You have to know how to dress. And I love nice hands. That has to be the pettiest of the reasons I can't just date you. In the society that we're in today, our sexual discipline is important for the both of us. I also want someone who is spiritual, like not like a pastor. Personally, I'm so outgoing. I have so many friends. So if the person I'm with is not secure enough to be able to trust me, then you're going to have like a big problem there. So I need someone who is very secure. And am I all that myself? I'd say I'm kind. I'd say to some extent I'm a giver. I've seen that maybe with my friends and the people I've related with so far. But I'm not secure. I'm very anxious. I'm very anxious in the way that I relate with people romantically.
First and foremost, the man must be God-fearing. So, I want to build a family. Na pia ani help me grow spiritually. Okay, so physical appearance. Bora tu, like, he's not ugly. Isn't a yekaje. But height tunaweza figure out. Alafu good breath. First thing, good breath. Usikuje kwangu na ulimi iko chafu. Lazima uko na nuka mdomo poa. Usikuwe mouthy. as a man, you're not supposed to be talking non-stop. Just know your limits and usikuwe rude to other people. You should be kind. I'm also looking for a generous man. I believe I'm generous. I believe I'm kind. I am soft at heart and I don't disrespect people. I am so loving, by the way. And also, I've learned that we're supposed to be looking for a man who is sexually disciplined. So that is number two list after God-fearing. Sinilete ugonjwa. I want to mention a tribe, but let me keep it to myself. Don't be that. Especially if you have to be that tribe, make sure meno yako haiko colored. You should just have white teeth. Sijui hizo rangi zingine unafanyia nini. So mimi mdomo kwangu would make me leave a person. Your lips, your teeth, usafia mdomo. Like, mdomo kwangu matters a lot. I love kissing. So mdomo yako, hapo tu ndio mi utolea watu nje. Na make sure your nose is clean. Usikuwe na utatu vitu ziko kama pua. That's all I want, you know, man.
I feel like this is a heavy question because as I change and or as I grow as a human being, that also changes. I'd say, number one, someone who understands religious beliefs, I'd say, if I'm going to lower my standards. Because, you know, penye niko kupata Christian man bana is like very hard. Someone who's intelligent, who you can hold and conversation with. I like someone who's interested in something different than I am, so that kind of broadens my spectrum per se, so I get to learn new things or learn more things. Someone who's honest and trustworthy and loyal to themselves, their friends, and the people who mean, and their values, actually loyal to their values.
Sasa, ya kwanza, the very first one. Does the person love themselves? Because one, I believe if you love yourself, then it will be easier for you to love someone else. So the next point is, what are his core values? Because inakuja inakuwa shida when our core values don't match. Not saying per se at if say my five core values is respect, integrity, teamwork, confidence, say positive attitudes. But I feel, according to me, it's easier when at least you share, if you have five core values, ata just share two. At least ukwena this something that bonds you. So in point three, I have, does this person understand the love languages? Many people know about that, yeah? But not everyone understands the concept of knowing the love languages. So in a way to say, there is how you receive love and there is a way you give love. I guess the fourth point, which is also very important, is communication and comprehension. Because I feel, yeah, mimi, guilty as charged, I am suffering from this. Someone can communicate clearly, but how someone interprets it, it's not what makes the difference. So utapata tu, you're going back and forth with someone, and then at the end of the day, una realize, oh, yeah, this is what they meant. Yeah, that's it. Ni hizo points nne. Hey, 8 minutes.
Tafuta vitu mob. Literally. And I wouldn't say that niko na hizo qualities zote. So hata me I stopped praying, God bring me mtu mwenye ako affectionate, oh nini, mtu ako respectful, mtu ako joyful and prudent. I changed my prayer point from asking him to give me a man who has all that to asking him to make me easy qualities zote except for handsome, because me a mini dem. I God, I need prepare, please. I need molding, I need mold, please. I need improvement, and this idea, nione, like nijione na vile ananiona, so that I can improve myself. Ndio umse akiweza leto anipate nikiwa ready. I don't want that person akikuja anipate niko na traumas zingine, you know. Me, I don't want to fumble anybody's son because I wouldn't want to be fumbled. Well, me, sijuka nimejibu sali yako, but kwa hayo machache. Bye.
Of course. I believe that I tend to have the same qualities. I believe I'm a person with good character. I'm a very good communicator, definitely. And to add on it, I did communication in campus, so that's a plus. I show affection according to my partner's love language. Yeah, I love them how they want to be loved and how they feel comfortable being loved. And I believe I have a solid foundation. I believe so. My sense of humor may be dark and a bit broken, but I still have it. And I'm intelligent and kind and patient and nice. What more do I need? So yeah, I believe I have the same qualities that I want to see in my partner.
Physical aspects. Probably my demo to asamanga 6'6" what? Acha niwaambie, as long as you're taller than me. Because me, I'm a tiny person. Definitely someone who you're physically attracted to is always something. Someone I can have a friendship with and a partnership with at the same time. Someone who we can support each other in our everyday activities. And bro, after a long day of work, fit massage, bro. Unajua, staying on your feet for like almost 10 hours, how painful that is. Hapo nakuja huu mnaanza kusimama kujipikia. Ai.
Eish, am I that kind of a person? I wouldn't know. Let me call one of my exes. Nimuulize. Ama nikupatie tu number, you just ask atakwambia. I'm sure I'm attractive, of course. Mona photos, a scale of 1 to 10 as any rate. Anyway, moving on. Yes, I'm very clean. Super neat. I'm very good at communicating. Very good. Good at communication. Maybe kidogo when I'm petty, kita communicate. In terms of caring, whoa, yeah, I'll think so. Depends how you'll define caring. Apo kwa respect kidogo tricky, cause okay, I respect, but if you show me that you don't respect others, I'll also not respect you. Yeah, but if my answers are not satisfactory, just let me know. I'll hook you up to one of my, you know, former. I'm sure they'll open up. Watak show 1, 2, 3. Yeah. This is funny.
Wait. I hope you have laughed as much as I did. Even right now, I'm still happy. Is it being happy or... I don't know. I just feel like I should be laughing this whole week, even for the coming week, because this episode, my God, this episode, and ladies and gentlemen, this is only the women's part, because definitely we have the men's part. Kwanza hao, I am really proud because I reached out to, of course, the closest men that are in my circle. And of course, I'll try to get others too in between the week before the next episode comes in. But you know, this is episode 13 and it is best on women's insight in regards to the kind of partners they are looking for. Might be a man, might be a lady, I don't know. Where me kwani mimi najua. But I hope you've heard. So funny enough, I am going to leave you guys with a cliffhanger because I am not going to say anything. I am not going to say anything. I'm not going to give a review as of yet. Because what I've decided to do, I'll make another 3-part series. This is the first part of the series where women get to talk about their partners or prospective partners. And then next episode will be the men. The men. Hey, wanaume, bana, wewe. Wanaume, hey, hey. Kwanza hiyo sijui hata mimi nipeane yangu. Hapana, yangu ndapeana baadaye. And then on the third and final part, I think is where I will give my own review of both sides of the world, you know, and then bring them together. And if by any good chance I get a guest, I would love to have a guest to dissect all of this, you know. And I hope I'll get one. I will get one. Amen. Amen. So I hope, by the way, this is, God willing, this is the last episode I will be recording on my phone directly. You know, mipango ya Mungu. Wewe, ebu pigeni makofi bana. All glory is to God. So I thank God for some development from my end, and I hope it is also a continuation of a journey that I love, a journey that I get to enjoy. And so thank you very much for listening in. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles, and we'd really, really love to hear from you. Before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest for sharing their insights with us today. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kaongoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.